Hello, listeners. Welcome to Sound and Silence, a podcast giving voice to sound and the somewhat silence in between. As always, I'm your host, Sean Penalver, and joining us today we have...
Bob Morrissey.
So, Bob, what is your experience with sound?
It's everywhere. It's music, it's voices, and nightmares, and terrors, and dreams, and reality... Joy, tears, encompass. Music is memory, and sound is color. It bleeds through every sense. It's hard to isolate and separate from everything else that you feel. And it gives voice to language and order on time. I don't know.
That's a good answer. What's your experience with music?
It's how I structure my interpretation of myself and what I enjoy from people. It's what I take from voluntarily, or it's the stuff that is bleated out at me at shopping centers. It's the I don't know. It's the thing that you encounter from people being creative. Mm-hmm. Music I think of myself as a visual artist. I hate saying that seriously, but I think of myself as a visual artist and a stand-up comedian, and there's a musicality to stand-up. It's all about timing.
And
I love doing karaoke, so I don't think of myself as a musician, but
I would say speaking is music. So, like, stand-up is a form of, like, song. Like, you're
it's performance.
It's a songbird.
Oral performance. Know? Like, yeah. A-U-R-A-L. But...
Oral.
Yeah.
Auditory.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does sound mean to you?
God, didn't you just ask this question?
No. What is your experience
music just means... I don't know.
What does it mean to you?
Mean? I don't know what words mean. What does time mean? What does feeling mean? What is I think sound is the opposite of silence, I guess would be my definition. If this is like the interview, like who's that guy with the beard and A&E who's asking the celebrities, like, Robert De Niro, what is your least favorite word in the language?
Nardwar? I don't know.
Oh, who was that guy? James, they made fun of him, like Will Ferrell played him on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but I don't
the
know.
The Actor Studio.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Robert Goulet?
No, that's who Will Ferrell made fun of on other skits.
Dang it.
Robert Goulet. I love that.
It's a sound. What does music mean to you then?
You did just ask that.
No, I said, what does sound mean to you?
Yeah, before that, you asked, what does music mean to you?
What is your
how do you define sound? What is your experience? How do you define? What does it mean? Those all seem like repetitive questions. Are you trying to isolate the different patterns in the same answer? The thing that is like different about the new answer to the same question? Or
really,
have you even thought about why you're doing this?
Yeah, no. I think... Again, it's semantically. It's how each word means to you, you know, and the answers that have come from that are the answers that you've given.
Universal grammar is sound. Sound is the metronome that... why do we speak a different language here than in another location on the planet where people learn something else?
Yeah.
How do we use sound to feel out a pattern between our minds?
And communicate and touch?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you hear right now?
I heard two sort of snaps from one, like your toe moving. And then I heard the your hand change position. And the creak of a chair, and then music outside the window, and birds tweeting.
Make a sound. Make sounds.
I don't know.
Make a sound that you believe only you could produce. Make a cool sound.
No. Ugh. I don't know. It's not cool to cry. It's not cool to cry.
It could be. You know,
make like, a cool sound.
What if eventually crying was the cool thing to do?
No.
Make a not cool sound.
Same sound as a not cool sound. It's the same question you just asked. I don't know.
Sing a note. Sing a high-pitched note. Sing a low-pitched note.
Oh God! I'm at the doctor's office. What is this fucking?
Sing, sing a number
sing
of notes.
Sweet
improvise a lyricless song.
Symphony of Destruction. Ever hear that? No, oh, God, I don't want to stop. I can't stop playing Megadeth when I'm 13. I'm 13, Matthew McConaughey. I play Megadeth in my car.
It's because it's high energy.
I'm high energy.
Name something that makes a sound.
Megadeth.
Make that sound.
I just did.
Yeah, that is true. What is a sound that you enjoy?
Megadeth.
Megadeth. What is the sound that bothers you?
I guess Stained.
Can you replicate that?
Nope.
Yeah, we already went through that. What is a sound... Oh, no. Drum on something. Can you beatbox?
No. No.
Imitate flatulence.
Okay. It's not hard to do that. No.
Make an animal call.
Cuckoo.
Manipulate your voice. You've done that. Mimic someone without revealing who it is.
You ever notice how you think you're a redneck?
Name an instrument.
Guitar.
Become that instrument.
Alright, that's Willie Nelson.
Alright.
Playing guitar.
What song?
Keep on rocking in the free world.
So now, we're going to sit in silence for 1 minute. What did you hear?
Birds outside. And then I thought about when you asked me about the drugs and the thugs. And I thought about just the answer I gave and the Donald Trump impression I was doing without revealing that I was doing a Donald Trump impression.
Oh, I thought it was Jeff Foxworthy.
No, earlier. I just slipped into Donald Trump because everybody does.
Yeah, that's his significance
yeah.
factor. What is your favorite onomatopoeia? Or a word that
describes. I know what onomatopoeia means, okay. Fucking asshole. Burr.
Clap. Snap. Whistle. Stomp.
That sucks. I'm sorry. That sucks.
No, that's perfect. It's literally perfect. Okay. Is there a significant sound that you can remember from the past?
Let's see. The locusts in the trees when I was a kid in Chicago on playing in the lawn. Or not locusts, but crickets going. I remember that.
Hum the first song that you could think of. Can you remember the first song that stood out to you?
That one.
That is that the first song?
Yeah, it was my favorite song when I was 5.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's funny. Mine was like Thin Lizzy, I think.
Oh, okay. Was it...
Where was I? What is a sound that you think of a lot?
Capturing an old voice in my head. That's
like what kind of like what.
A particular person's like a person. Voice. Yeah.
What sound do you think you hear the most?
I hear my cat meow a lot every day.
Mm-hmm.
Or cat purring. That's not the sound. I'm trying to tell a good story about myself. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to think about. Yeah. What sound do you hear the most? Yeah. Is there a jingle or a song that gets stuck in your head a lot?
These Days by Nico.
Can you sing it?
I can't sing like Nico. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do, and all the times I had a chance to. You know that song?
I thought I did, but I was thinking of a different These Days. I've only heard her with Velvet Underground.
I'll be your mirror. I can't do her I'll be your mirror song. Reflect what you are.
What is an album that you really enjoy?
I guess that one.
Yeah.
Velvet Underground and Nico. The mm-hmm. one with yeah, the banana on the cover. That's
yeah, the Andy Warhol.
Yeah, with heroin. You know, Venus and Furs. Waiting for My Man. Sweet Jane's not on that. Sweet Jane is on Black and White or Rock and Roll.
Dang. I'm thinking of the other one.
The Velvet Underground and Nico, the banana cover album, was a little janglier.
Yeah.
But in a way that was more like intense, you know, like drugs.
Drugs and the Thugs.
Yeah.
What was the first album that you owned or bought?
I can't remember if it was one of these three. Stand By Me soundtrack. Little Shop of Horrors soundtrack. Oh, or nice. The Monkees' Greatest Hits.
Wow. That's a pretty good selection, really. Like, that's a that's good. That would make a good playlist.
Very white playlist there. Very.
Any specific sounds that you would like to make?
I guess I would love to play piano as well as Philip Glass or something. It would be pretty awesome. The same, like, I used to love living with my ex-boyfriend Greg because he would just repetitively play piano in ways that were like not like very
kind of like
hard
scales
to do. But yeah, he would do scales all the time, and it was just cool that he was always playing something that like I would like to read or something while he was doing that.
Yeah.
And it was a cool space, and it always helped us live in a small space, was him playing music. I think that was the reason why we could cohabitate, because he played music and that helped us like stay.
Yeah.
You know,
music really does, like, it's music therapy.
Yeah.
Are there any sounds that you wish to say?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Just in general?
I don't know.
This is the classic Bob Morrissey sounds. What sound-related question would you ask the next guest?
I guess you always ask, what was the last song you put on a playlist, if you do make playlists?
Ooh, that's good. All right. Well, Bob, thanks for being on.
Oh, wow, that was easy. Easier than I thought it would be.
Yeah, very simple.
Actually kind of painful.
All right, well, thanks for listening.
Bob Morrissey. I don't know. I don't know. oh God, I'm singing grace, how sweet it sounds. Of destruction. Bam, 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 bam. Megadeth. No. Cuckoo. You ever notice how you think you're a redneck? Like, burr. capturing an old voice in my head. I'm sorry. I don't know. Cuckoo.